USA Radio News.
Democrat John Tester is projected to defeat Republican challenger Matt Rosendale, with 91% of precincts reporting Tester leads Rosendale 49% to 48.1%. Today at the White House, President Trump held a press conference where he talked about the border wall.
The money to build the wall, the whole wall, not pieces of it all over. And we are doing it. Now we have the military. Now we have other elements of a wall that are pretty nasty, to be honest with you, but it's nevertheless, it's pretty hard to get through it.
The president also had an interesting exchange with CNN's Jim Acosta.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
The Senate race in Florida is not over, as Senator Bill Nelson's campaign announced that they would be seeking a recount against Governor Rick Scott. Scott leads that race by just over 34,000 votes. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
With Democrats taking control of the House, what can we expect moving forward? Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio joined Fox Business and has an idea of what he believes will happen.
American politics will be dominated by the folks in the House investigating the president, investigating the White House. And that's unfortunate, but I think that's where they're headed because they've been very... Remember, Maxine Waters is the lady who said impeachment 6 times in one sentence. She's the lady who said stand up and harass anybody who supports the president. So I don't think she can help herself. I think she's going to, her and the rest of them are going to pursue the White House and investigate everything.
Former Democratic Governor Ed Rendell has a message for Republicans as well.
Legislate, legislate, legislate. Don't investigate, investigate, investigate. You can have some targeted investigations, but get things done. I believe we can pass an immigration bill that the president would sign and can get through the Senate and an infrastructure bill. Two very important things for America. Legislate first.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell spoke on Capitol Hill. One of the things he addressed was the fact that the Democrats may start going after President Trump and administration members now that they have control of Congress.
Well, you know, the whole issue of presidential harassment is interesting. I remember when we tried it in the late 90s. We impeached President Clinton. His numbers went up and ours went down, and we underperformed in the next election. So the Democrats in the House will have to decide just how much presidential harassment they think is good strategy. I'm not so sure it'll work for them.
Democrats were able to gain control of a Senate seat in Nevada as Jackie Rosen beat Senator Dean Heller. Rosen was propelled by Clark County and said this is a big win for women.
On a night when women are winning up and down the ballot, this is a historic night for us. Because now Nevada joins to be the fifth state with 2 women senators.
Nevada also elected a Democratic governor for the first time since 1994 in Democrat Steve Sisolak.
Today, people from every corner of the state stood up and turned out to say, it's time to bring people together. It's time to prioritize our schools, our jobs, and our health care. It's time to stop the petty politics and get things done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.